We can find that as the 91st song in this camp songbook. These white songbooks that you have, 91, Christ Liveth in Me, 91.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us also open these same songbooks to number 62. 62.
As we sing this song, I believe we'd like to stand and let it ring out. I see some high notes there that might be hard to reach if we're not sitting tall or standing up. Let us go right to the second ending, not repeat the chorus except on the third verse, okay? The third verse, you do that little forevermore, O Lord, let, okay? But on the other verses, don't do it, please. Thank you. Let's stand and praise the Lord.
Mighty love, Lord, almighty, all wise, gracious. God, we praise you. Precious Lord Jesus, we praise thee, Lord. Praise thee, Lord. Praise thee, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Let us be seated. Now when we stand, by the way, that's always, if you can and desire to, and if you need to sit down while we're standing, you don't have to wait till I say, let's be seated, just do what you have to do, okay? So please feel free. We like to stand up and praise God. We like to sit before Him. It struck me just recently that on the day of Pentecost, what were they doing? It says, a rushing mighty wind came and filled the place where they were sitting. So you can get blessed when you're seated. Isn't that nice? It's a good thing. David sat before the Lord. And then when we stand before him too, I think the posture is not as important as, of course, the condition of our hearts. When we kneel before him, we can do that as a matter of form, or we can do it because we're humbling ourselves before our great God. And that's what's really important, isn't it? So, where in the Bible do we find, let all the people praise thee? Let all the people praise thee. Anyone? Those exact words, at least in my King James Version of the Bible. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. So before you get a chance to find it on your smartphone, they tell me these questions are too easy these days. I'll tell you that it's found in Psalm 67. And the reason we sang this song tonight is that the words are found in Psalm 67, and this is our 67th camp season. And we want to give the Lord a note of praise. At the end of our camper periods, they ended today. We are so grateful for every child that was here, every camper and the cottage and the village and Natick and Onantum. We thank God for everyone that he sent our way. We thank God for the way he worked in each one of their lives. And now today, as you know, the bus left us. That was the fourth homeward bound bus, the last one of the season. And many campers, well, all our campers are gone now. We want to remember in prayer faithfully all those whom the Lord sent our way this season. And pray that God will bless them, bring to remembrance the things that they heard, and continue his good work in their hearts. Help them to practice some of the things that they learned about fellowship with him and looking into his word every day and spending time in his presence. May God bring those things to their remembrance and make them important and precious to them. And we thank God for everything that he's done. I know we pray before the season, we pray all summer long that God will open their hearts, that God, the Holy Spirit, will open the hearts of our campers and help them to know Jesus, that he is the answer, that he is their only hope, that he wants to have their lives and take them in his hand and shape them and mold them according to his will and teach them to love him with all their hearts and live for him all their days. And we just pray for that vital encounter with the Lord during the time that they're here, that life-changing work that God does. And so we want to trust him to continue what he has begun. We want to thank him. I have so much to be thankful for at the end of this season. I'm not saying that the season is over. Of course, we all know that it's not. But the camper season is over. And we have so much to be thankful for. I thank God for the many workers that he has sent us, the counselors and the other staff members throughout the summer, the way he has supplied our needs, those who have worked so diligently to recruit and then oversee the staff. God has raised up people to do that, and they have been so diligent and faithful in it, and just so many who've gone the extra mile this summer already, and I thank God for putting that in their hearts. So just wanted to sound this note of thanksgiving tonight on this last day. The campers have gone to their places. Counselors, many of them have left us. And just praise God for what he's done and will continue to do. I think that we ought to tonight just pray for them all. Fourth period, of course, those who've left today, but also those who were here all through the summer. Praise God. I'd like to ask our camp director, Brother Paul, to lead us in prayer, please.
Lord, we thank you for every boy and every girl who was here this summer. We thank you, O Lord, for the work that we have seen and for the work that we have not seen in their hearts, O Lord. But we believe that you have touched these boys and girls. We believe that you brought each one of them to camp this year to do a work in their lives. O Lord, we pray that your total will get accomplished. We pray that you would follow them and that you would draw them closer to yourself, Lord. We pray for our churches and Christian workers that they will go after them and continue in faith to hold them up before you. Lord, we have seen that boys and girls give their hearts to the Lord this summer. And we know, O God, that you desire to continue the work that you have begun in their lives. Make us faithful, Lord. Help us throughout the year, the coming weeks and months and this year to hold them up before you and to believe that you will continue the work as they go to their various churches. And those who do not have a church, Lord, we pray that you would still meet them and speak to them as they go about their daily activities in school or wherever, Lord. You are a faithful shepherd, and you follow after your sheep, and you go before them. We pray that you will continue to do this, and give us faith, Lord, to believe that even greater things than this will be done in their hearts and lives. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.